Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with the Spirit.
And good morning to all of you. And a word of welcome to all our families and friends, brothers and sisters following us through television, the internet, or radio. We'd like to welcome to you all as well. We gather as God's family to give thanks and praise to God. In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus, journeying about the country, dispensing God's graces and mercy to the people he met with the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of God and healing and curing people of every kind. We have been receiving plenty and bountiful blessing from God, and that's why we gather here to give thanks. We ask the Lord in this Eucharist to be as generous as God is to us. And for many times we have not been charitable toward God and each other, we ask the Lord now to forgive us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, if someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is, in fact, unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. The word of the Lord.
I turn to you, O Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. I turn to you, O Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. Bless the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I turn to you, O Lord, in time of trouble. And you fill me with the joy of salvation. To you I have acknowledged my sin. My guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. And you have forgiven the guilt of my sin. I turn to you, O Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Rejoice in the Lord. Exalt you just, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. I turn to you, O Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Great prophet has risen in our midst. God has visited his people.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
As the man setting up the projectors for the video today, I thought I'd give a little talk before they get it ready. And that is, on this Sunday, all the parishes throughout our diocese is having what you call the CSA, the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. This is an annual appeal. As a parish, we do a lot, but we only can really touch so many people who are locally in our area, to help those who are unfortunate or who are poor. But the diocese and the bishop can do much more things than we can. And so this is where he comes in, to be able to help people whom we cannot help with our own limited resources. And so it is a wonderful video, and I hope that you will find it interesting and very inspiring. The bishop asks not only just for our treasure, he also asks for our time and also for our prayers as well. And so this is what this video is for, and it involves family today. So I'd like to ask you to take the time and watch this video.
Hi, I'm Bishop Michael Mulvey. Thank you for joining us today as we continue our series on stewardship for the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. This year, we want to take a few minutes to explore the mission you and I share beyond the church doors.
Some people think that going to Mass on Sunday says, I've finished with my religious obligations. We come to Mass to be nourished.
This is God calling us so He can feed us, take care of those hunger pains we have, spiritual hunger pains. And we listen to His Word, He talks to us, and you gather around the altar, and bread and wine is changed into His own body and blood. It becomes the food, the nourishment that you need to take that Word and put it into action. So after Mass, you walk out the door of the church. Where is your faith? You leave it in the church or you take it with you? That's what we're called to do, to make Jesus present.
Meals are real important to us as a family.
After we come home from Mass, we always sit down at the table together.
We incorporate faith into our family life, I guess primarily by prayer.
Our time is probably the one thing that is the most precious to us. So participating and volunteering.
Sometimes it's really hard, especially in our own families. We kind of get bogged down with the day-to-day things.
If you don't, you know, purposely make the effort to take time out to pray and to talk about things that you should be, it's very easy to let them slip by.
My wife and I are both Eucharistic ministers. Our three children are all altar servers.
We pray as a family together, but we also encourage our kids to pray by themselves to develop that relationship with God.
Say the Hail Mary every night for vacations.
We know that we won't be here for them forever, and they need to have that base. They need to know that God's there for them.
Sometimes she asks us if we want to go to adoration with her.
We're there for each other. We're there to help support each other, to get each other to heaven.
Some people may think religion doesn't belong in the workplace, that it belongs only in the church building.
We can't be afraid to express our faith at work. We all have a responsibility and we're here to provide for our families and ourselves, but we have to remember that we are the church outside in the community. And in the workplace is a great opportunity to take that time to share Christ's love.
People that I work with that know me, they know the way I am. I never holler at people. I never cuss at people.
It is in our example that we call people to move towards God.
Doesn't matter where you work or what kind of people you work with, as long as people can see Christ in you.
One time, another student offered to pay for my lunch because I forgot to bring money and I was in debt. And it was a small gesture, but the fact that he cared enough to take his own money out of his wallet and pay for my food meant the world to me.
A simple act can have profound effects in people's lives.
I was so grateful for that little sense of kindness.
It's the simple things in life that we can do to show people God loves them, because we are truly the instruments of God's love. And if we don't do it, then they'll never know how much God cares for them and God loves them. Now that's taking your faith into action. He's challenging us all the time to take their Catholic faith and put it into action. It's more than just wearing a label, I'm Catholic. It's taking your faith, your belief in Jesus, and sharing it with others. And that's what stewardship's all about.
In biblical times, steward was trusted with the master's monies to provide for himself as well as to provide for others.
There's nothing that you have, that I have, that I can say, I got it on my own. It's a gift from God. So a good steward is one who recognizes the talents, the gifts that God has given to you, and shares those gifts with others. Are you willing to give of what God has given to you to someone else, to share with them, to help them? Because in the end, we have to give an accounting back to God of how we use the gifts that He's given to us.
I invite you to express your faith today in a way that's a little bit different than in the past.
In the church pews, we have provided one envelope for each family. And I invite each head of the household to please locate one of these envelopes and take out your card inside. You should also find a stack of slightly different cards at the end of each pew. These should say additional family members at the bottom. They are for your spouses and children. please take a moment to distribute them to each family member. You should also be able to find pencils and pens for every person with a card. If you do not have enough, please raise your hand and the usher can bring you extras.
The Catholic Stewardship Appeal is designed this year so that every one of us can fully participate. Whether you are young or old, married, single, or religious, whether you feel you can make a financial commitment or not.
Now please find the prayer that's on your card. I invite everyone to join in this prayer together.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Christ, I invite you to shine through me, not only at Mass, but beyond the church doors,
every day,
and in every part of my life. So, today I ask for your guidance as I write down and commit to new ways
I can share myself and your many blessings with others.
In your holy name I pray.
Amen.
Now that we've prayed together, I'd like to tell you about something special that we're doing this year.
We are very blessed to have a special order of nuns in our diocese, affectionately known as the Pink Sisters. These sisters are cloistered, which means that they leave the daily distraction of life behind and live in a world solely dedicated to prayer and adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. The sisters don't leave the convent. They live in silence and prayer, and very few people are allowed inside past the visitation area. But today's a special day. They've invited us inside to take a glimpse of what a life devoted to prayer looks like.
Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Convent. We are the Holy Spirit Adoration Sisters.
I have been a religious for 44 years.
And I entered the order way back. So far back, it's hard to remember.
We have vowed to a life to be with the Lord in a cloister.
Cloister is to be in an enclosure. Our whole convent is supposed to be an enclosure.
We cannot go out as we wish.
We try to withdraw from the world so that we can pray better and serve them better through prayer.
Grill that you would see when you come to the convent is a sign of this life that we're living.
We are mostly devoted to prayer, especially adoration, and also our daily chores, life of silence.
It's not an easy life, but those who are called love to live that life.
We are living completely for the Lord. And that is our way to holiness.
Our special charism of prayer here has a missionary character.
You're not shut apart from the world. We are very much a part of the world because we're here for the world, to pray for the world.
I remember Sister Rose, who was about this big and she could barely walk, and she looked at me and she says, "I have said a rosary for you every day since you entered the seminary." I had no idea that they were praying for me. Their prayers paid off, and I'm a priest today because their prayerful support.
Prayer is a powerful thing. It shoots up to the heart of God.
A copy of the goals and prayer intentions that you write on this page will be given to the Pink Sisters, who have committed themselves to pray for you by name, to pray for you and your intentions.
Your names and your intentions and your goals will be in our prayers throughout the year.
I would like everyone here to consider making some spiritual goals for 2015. As I take you through each of them, remember that it's important that everyone participate. So first, let's consider our prayer life. I will pray for this person or intention. Go ahead and give this some thought and then write it down. The next section is about our everyday life. I will try to be more like Christ at home and work or school by. The younger members in your family may need a little help, so let me give you a few moments.
If you run out of time on any of these sections, don't worry. Just move on with us to the next item, and you will have a little more time after the video to finish.
Next is a consideration of our talents and skills. I will share this talent or skill with my parish or community. God is trusting me to be a good steward of my financial blessings, so I will share them with those in need by today. You have an opportunity to share your financial blessings with many others by giving a gift to the Catholic Stewardship Appeal.
My dear people, I think it would really be very good if you think very much of our diocese. In the spiritual life, they represent Christ. They are our leaders, but they also need help.
The Diocese of Corpus Christi is what ties all our parishes together,
serving over 400,000 people through more than 30 ministries.
Through religious education, Catholic schools, youth and young adult ministry, forming and supporting our seminarians, clergy and religious, marriage preparation, and support for family life. They also promote the sanctity of life, feed the hungry, and visit the imprisoned.
We have to begin to realize that we are responsible for each other.
People depend on our participation in this appeal each year to fund these ministries.
As God says to us, if you're generous with me, I will be super generous with you. Do you trust Him? Do you believe Him?
If you are head of household, in section 3, your card gives you an option to make a one-time gift and include it in your envelope, or you can make a pledge, dividing your gift over 12 months.
I also want to make this commitment to you. If you do choose to share a financial gift this year, you can be confident that we in turn will strive to be good stewards of those gifts.
And finally, whether you are giving a financial gift or not, it's very important that every head of household fill out Section 4.
When you are finished filling out everything, gather all your family's cards and gifts and seal them in your family's envelope.
Your parish will be collecting all the envelopes at the conclusion of this video and sending them to the Diocese of Corpus Christi.
And one day, out of the clear blue sky, you're going to receive in the mail an envelope from the Diocese of Corpus Christi. And you open it up, and what are you going to find? You're going to find your card with your goal to help you to continue to live your life based upon those goals.
Think about what the priest says at the end of Mass. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
We come to Mass on Sunday to draw closer to Christ, actually to receive Him, so that we can take Him with us out through the church doors into our daily life.
You are not alone.
Every day we come as a community to pray, and you will be part of that prayer.
These may seem like little steps, but we are in this together. And together, little steps are what change the world.
May God bless you, and I want to thank you for sharing the gift of your life and your faith with all of us.
And on behalf of Bishop Michael Mulvey, the bishops of Diocese of Corpus Christi, and also the pastor of the Corpus Christi Cathedral, I'd like to thank you for your generosity, and especially the people whom you will help and touch, those who are forgotten, the less fortunate, I'd like to thank you as well. Now let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The kingdom of God is upon us. Let us call to mind all who are in need of God's healing and loving presence. Lord, hear our prayer.
May God may bless our parish and diocese, strengthen our faith and character, and grant us the spirit of Christian stewardship by opening our hearts to the Catholic stewardship and healing. We pray the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to violence and war among nations and within our own communities, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, Heavenly Father, your Son and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, broke the bonds of sin and death. Guide us and help us to break down the barriers that keep us from lives of charity and unity. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become, for those who do your will, the source of eternal reward through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy.
You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you have led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grants that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. And so having called us to your table, Lord, confirm us in unity, so that together with Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, with all bishops, priests and deacons, and your entire people, as we walk your ways with faith and hope, we may strive to bring joy and trust into the world. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and power and glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.